Illinois State Representative David Severin's on the other end of the line. David, how are you this morning, pal?
Good morning. I'm ready to go to work.
Yeah. So what do you think? Budget tonight by midnight?
Boy, we'd love to do that. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, Tom, but I can tell you that our side's ready. And, boy, we need to get it done. There, I just I'm speechless because, you know, being a freshman and being there since January the 11th, learned a lot of things, seen a lot of things going on and seen a lot of things not go on. So, you know, there's still time today. The Senate's going to stick around. And if we could kick something out to if the Democrats would bring something to us that we could vote on that would be realistic. We're, of course, we want a balanced budget, and we want a budget that's, you know, we don't want to do the stopgap thing that just keeps playing games with people's lives. We need to give something to people that they can make plans for what's going on and get something done.
Can there be a budget without tax increases, David?
I don't see how. You know, a lot of people have talked about that, but I don't think that you can make enough cuts and do enough things without it. So, all along, it's been both things. It's been cuts where you can and increase in revenue, of course, which is the word tax. And I think it's both things have to happen realistically, and it's time to do it.
All right. Now, when it comes to this, what about the vote yesterday on minimum wage? How'd you vote there?
I definitely voted no. And, you know, it's just it sounds great, but it won't work, no pun intended. And, you know, the other side is saying, you know, that's a dignity thing and all those kinds of things. But the business people say that it won't work. It's going to put people out of work. And then and that's, you know, we definitely want people. I'm a small business owner. I want my staff to make as much as they possibly can. For that to happen, we have to have a business that's successful and is making money in the same way in larger businesses. So we want people to be successful, but you've got to be realistic. I don't think it's going to pass the the governor's desk and those kinds of things. But definitely we voted no as a partisan vote all the way.
All right. Now, a number of references I'm looking at from Senator Jason Berrickman from Bloomington and Republican leader Jim Durkin talking about the Thompson Center selling it and then the money going to Chicago schools. I see a lot of references talking about House Democrats double down shoveling money to Chicago and its public school system, shoveling $700 million to the CPS at the expense of our state's 851 other school districts. What's going on when it comes to Chicago school districts, the Thompson Center, and apparently some type of showdown in respect here?
You know, that's another thing that this school funding, it looks good for Southern Illinois, but when you look at the big picture, it's a bailout for Chicago, and they throw some crumbs at us, so we'll vote for it. But we're looking at, you look at all the numbers, close to $750 million that we call it a bailout for Chicago. They don't call it that because they don't like it being those words being used, but that's basically what it is. And so why should the rest of the state, bail them out? Where have they been as far as us in Southern Illinois and bailing us out? So the Thompson Center is definitely on the block. But can we get that done? Can we get that worked out? That's yet to be seen.
You know, when it comes to this property taxes, and I start listening to all the ways that there won't be property taxes and all the exemptions and all the caveats, it looks like the property tax freeze is really not a property tax freeze. It's just a piece of legislation that means very little because there's all kinds of caveats that says, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and do it. Whether it's home rule law I don't think it holds the real promise that had been held out for by so many people.
Yeah, it's more like smoke and mirrors, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it does.
Here's a tax freeze, but then you take all the like you say all the caveats and all the exemptions, and pretty soon it's all gone. So it's smoke and mirrors to say, hey, yeah, we tried, we've offered something, we put something on the table, they didn't take it, so here's where we're at. But, the bottom line is, you know, the two things you asked me earlier. So, Dave, can we get a budget without a tax increase? No. Can we get a budget by just, a balanced budget by just cutting things? No. It's going to take both those things, both sides to work together. And let me tell you this real quick. I got a text yesterday, Tom, from a constituent that owns a business in Southern Illinois. He said, hey, I got a payment yesterday, finally. the check was dated from I think September of 2015, and I was all excited because we talked back and forth on a regular basis, and we talked to the comptroller's office trying to advocate to, you know, to get payments and not asking for any special treatment or anything. So he took a picture of the check and sent it to me. Now the state owes him over, I think, right at $600,000. And so I thought, all right, he got a check. He takes a picture of the check and sends it to me, Tom. It's $76.44.
Yikes.
That's
where I come from. They call that adding insult to injury.
That's exactly right. And, the Women's Center, we're happy to send that legislation for funding over to the Senate that you talked about earlier this morning, and that is so important. But, you know, it's not just the Women's Center. It's so many other agencies and organizations and schools. And like I said, the superintendents are on their way up this morning, as they should be, and as we need to fund them. And we just got to get it done. And, you know, I think I told you on the radio when I came in a month or two ago that it's power over people. It's still that. We're willing to let this state burn down, not to lose power. And it's wrong, Tom. It is wrong. And it's just time to get it done.
All right. Before I let you go today, Illinois State Representative David Severin, yesterday you saw a piece of legislation that you had helped pin passed the Senate yesterday by unanimous vote. That is House Bill 2897. This is the Helping Paws legislation.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was so happy to see that happen on a positive note, and I appreciate you bringing that up. That'll allow us to have service dogs for veterans with PTSD and fighting depression, those kinds of things. So glad that went through 100% on both sides, and now it'll go to the governor's desk and to help veterans. And, you know, that's the bright side of this thing, that the people in Springfield are so veteran-oriented, and we've got a bridge there on 13 that's working on getting that name, the Veterans Memorial Overpass, whether you like that overpass or not, in Craneville there, and then renaming of the airport in Marion, and the veterans going out to D.C. and all the different things. There's some good stuff going on, Tom. We just need to get these other things taken care of and not just do one little positive thing and forget about everybody else.
Illinois State Representative David Severin. Devin, can you hold for just a couple of moments, pal?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a busy day. I think you're going to be working late tonight, man. I really do.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah, I would think so. You might want a coffee.